Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 3rd. Happy Saturday. If it is the morning time, I pray this over you, Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me news of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Yes, Lord, that's our prayer today. Help us to trust you. Rescue us from our enemies. We hide ourselves in your word as we come together today. Teach us to do your will, and may your spirit lead us on level ground. Our readings today are from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15, Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 52, and Proverbs chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. Have you ever thought about the differences in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark? Well, for one, Matthew is a lot longer, 28 chapters. Do you know how many chapters are in the book of Mark? That's right, 16. Also, Matthew is trying to help the people see that Jesus is the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament. And Mark's gospel is very fast-paced, and he wants people to see who Jesus is and what he has come to do. Here's a fun fact. Did you know that over the centuries, Christians have used a special symbol to denote each of the four Gospels? Matthew is represented by a man with wings, showing us that God became a human being. Mark is symbolized by a lion with wings, reminding us that Jesus is a mighty king. That's who he is, and he came to be triumphant as a king. Luke is an ox with wings, so they all have wings, and he's showing that Jesus is strong and yet humble as a sacrifice for our sins. And then finally, John is represented by an eagle, and this is a representation of Jesus being divine, the exalted Son having come from heaven. If you go to Beeson Divinity School's Hodges Chapel, you're able to see these four images in the circular pendentives underneath the dome, and each of them is representative of one of the four Gospels. These images come from Ezekiel chapter 1 and the four living creatures that are represented there. That's just a fun little tidbit. If you can't go to Hodges Chapel, there is a great online tour. It's 5 minutes. It's on YouTube, and you just search up Beeson Divinity School Hodges Chapel Tour, and it'll come up on YouTube. It's well worth your time. Okay, let's move into the scriptures for today. First, we're reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need, and even before you ask Him, pray like this: Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Matthew chapter 6 and the Lord's Prayer reminds us that Jesus doesn't want just some formal prayers and repetitions, that the Lord is not honored by that. He wants a relationship with us and not just our performance of prayers. Also, I'm reminded of the importance of forgiveness. Jesus mentions that in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us." But then there's an added emphasis on forgiveness in verse 14. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. We are challenged here. Who is it in our lives that we have trouble forgiving? And Lord, would you help us to change our minds, to pray? Maybe today all you can do in prayer for that person whom you have not yet forgiven is to just say their name before the Lord. And then maybe tomorrow you could be bold to ask the Lord to do a work in their lives. All right, let's move on to Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 52. Buckle in, this is a lot of scripture. They were now on the way up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. The disciples were filled with awe, and the people following behind were overwhelmed with fear. Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus once more began to describe everything that was about to happen to him. "Listen," he said, "we're going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man will be betrayed by the leading priest and the teachers of religious law. They will sentence him to die and hand him over to the Romans. They will mock him, spit on him, flog him with a whip, and kill him. But after 3 days, he will rise again." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do us a favor." "What is your request?" he asked. They replied, "When you sit on your glorious throne, we want to sit in places of honor next to you, one on your right and the other on your left." But Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I am about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering I must be baptized with?" "Oh, yes," they replied, "we are able." Then Jesus told them, "You will indeed drink from my bitter cup and be baptized with my baptism of suffering. But I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen." When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be a slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." Then they reached Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," many of the people yelled at him. but he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Before we move on, I want us to look at Mark chapter 10, verse 45 again. Remember, I've been talking about Mark emphasizing who Jesus is and what he has come to do. Well, some people think that this verse helps clarify all of that in a few words. "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is a moment for us to stop and praise the Lord. He has given his life as a ransom for us. We were in oppression. We were chained. We were trapped. We were in the enemy's stronghold. But Jesus came and ransomed us by giving his life for us. It's interesting, the disciples continue to just not understand. When Jesus is glorified, he's telling them this precious thing that, like, he's going to die, and 3 days later, he's going to rise again. And all they can think about is wanting to be in power, wanting to sit on his right and his left. And Jesus, again, is patiently instructing them, and perhaps us. It's not about power and prestige. It's about being a servant to all. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. "He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protects those who are faithful to him." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. This call to faithfulness in Proverbs chapter 2 reminds me of an old song by Steve Green, "Find Us Faithful." This is what the chorus says: "Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful." Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We are challenged by it. We don't want to just read for information's sake. We want to be transformed. Make us a people who lead by example and a people who serve. Help us to be a people who are forgiving of others, who are challenged by Jesus and want to be like him. We pray, Lord, that we would forgive others as you have forgiven us. And so we call out the names of anyone with whom we struggle today. Lord, thank you for granting us common sense. Be a shield to us today, and help us to walk with integrity. Point out the path for us and protect us as we seek to be faithful servants who light the way. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Thank you.
before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary, their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly love. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. Discover and the memories they uncover